Studio 7 can reveal that councillors in Mutare are set to gain industrial strength thanks to the directive from local government minister Ignatius Chombo, which the city fathers now want to implement. Council officials have not denied the prospective golden handshake and insist it is above board. Residents, however, bitter with the prospects of particularly parceling away land to what they say are ineffective councillors. David Mutambiri, one of the Mutare residents in the DPS Association, says the directive is worrying. Mutare resident Sekisai Gwenzi is bitter that the councillors continue in their own ways to line their own pockets at the expense of the ordinary people. Previously, councillors were allowed to buy residential stands on the cheap side, but reports say some later sold them at higher prices. But acting Mutare Mayor George Jerison defends the current development. Jerison says councillors are entitled to such perks just like any other employees elsewhere. He adds the minister directed the councillors get the stands but at current value.
You mean insurance or not?
Both.
Okay. Corporate directive, I think sometime last year, in this directive was circulated to all local authorities, all cities, that councillors should benefit, should get commercial stands or industrial stands at 100%. It's not like our benefit, the residential stands, whereby we only pay 40% for the residential as a benefit for being a councillor. But this is a directive from the minister, whereby every councillor is supposed to benefit that stand. But you are supposed to pay for that stand first before you are given that stand.
The acting mayor says all councillors, including handpicked ones, are said to benefit from Chombo's directive.
Yeah, all councillors, even special interest councillors, yeah, they get benefit from this directive from the minister. But they are supposed to pay, like I said, they should pay 100%. It's either they'll get the commercial stand from their ward or from the city center, CBD, or from another ward. A councillor from Sabuva can get that stand from Hobos, where there are commercial stands. It's not restricted to your ward only. The directive is in the town clerk's office, and if you can get a chance to talk to him, you can show you the directive. The town clerk, it came last year, and it's only that Mutare councillors are disciplined, and no one has taken up this commercial stand. Maybe it's lack of funds, because they're supposed to pay 100% fully before you get that commercial stand. Then you can do whatever you want with this commercial stand. As you know, this commercial stand, also there were stories last year in our papers, where some of councillors from Gweru abused this scheme. Some took something like 1 hectare and stuff like that. All local authorities have benefited from this, and some of them are even running their project on their commercial stands.
Lawyer and special interest councillor Bishop Mugadza says he was not in a position to comment on the development, referring questions to Mutare Town Clerk Obet Muzawazi. Muzawazi told Studio 7 from Harare that the councillors will be expected to pay in full the value of the stands. Former Mutare councillor and deputy mayor Itai Masaka says according to Urban Councils Act, sitting councillors are entitled to allowances, residential and commercial stands on laid down conditions.
In general, every resident, that is including councillors, are entitled to a residential stand or a commercial stand or a business stand when they follow council procedures. But in the case of councillors, it can be through a council resolution, through a ministerial directive, that they should get a residential stand. In this case, residential stand at 40% at the total cost. And for commercial stands, they can be said to pay the total amount or maybe at a stipulated rate.
Mutare lawyer Blessing Nyamaropa, who works with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, says the councillors are only allowed to pass out perks to each other after receiving approval from the apparent ministry. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.